Hanizok in Shomel Bidias, Vachim Bidias, that's each of his boys. And it's all because of Tikkun Eilam. So the Gemara, Tikkun Eilam has reference to all of these halachas. The Gemara is a kashe. Nizok in Dinam Yimeita Bidias, that's the Tikkun Eilam, that's the rice. So Rabbi Negin Teres, Leilam Asnis Rabbi Kivin. So one teretz of the Gemara was that the Mishnah calls with Rabbi Shmuel. So in the middle, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Meitav means with the Nizik. But with Rabbanon, even Rabbi Shmuel is made in that he has to pay with the Meitav of the Mazik. Even if the Ziboyes of the Mazik is as good as the Ides of the Nizik, so Midraisi pays with his Ziboyes. But with Rabbanon, Rabbi Shmuel is made in that he has to pay with his Ides. So the Mishneh Kodesh, the first Eretz of the Gemara was that the Mishneh Kodesh with the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yoma, Leilo Masnis Rabbi Akiva. Yoma mid Raisa mid Mazik Shalim. Rabbi Shimon, he did not. So then they ask, so that's the Raisa mid Zanev mid Kamani Shalim. Why does the Mishneh say mid Tikkun Eilam? But the Mishneh Kodesh with Rabbi Shimon, who is Beir Shtayim mid Kor. So Rabbi Shimon explains the Xeras HaKosov of Mekah, so they mid Kamani Shalim, on the basis of time. The door is time to call. Umatam comma. Matam and Izok in Shomel Bidias, the Tikkun Eilam. The Tanya, Omar Rav Shimon, with Nima Omo, Hanizok in Shomel Bidias, with Nia Gazmon and Nia Hamsoni, Kilishim are Odom, Loma and Gazel, the Loma and Chemis, we moch of Bez Nirvil Noch Nirsai, we Nathan in Sodom Noeshali, the same Chin on Matikos of the Tero, Miz David Kam in Shalem, the Fiko Homra and Izok in Shomel Bidias. So Rav Shimon, who is there, he explains this Xeras HaKosov. Why does the Torah say that the Mazik has to pay? Has to pay with Ideas? Because in order that this should serve as a deterrent, against Mazik. Because if a Mazik will know that when he causes damage, then the Nizek will collect from the best of his Nechosim. So he'll think twice before his Mazik. So because he doesn't want his best nechosim to be taken away. So that's the tamlicho. Nibni ma omru balchei vibeinnes, kidei shel yire odom lachaberei, sodem noe, vidire noe, v'yema, ek peitz ve'alvenu, kidei shegrenu v'cheivi, v'fichoch omru balchei vibeinnes. So why did the Chachomim say balchei vibeinnes? Kidei shel yire odom lachaberei, sodem noe, vidire noe, v'yema, ek peitz ve'alvenu, so some Rishonim say that the same Rav Shimon, who says that so some Rishonim say that according to Rav Shimon, so who is there Shtayim Likro, so just as is there Shtayim Likro, for Nizokin paying Bidias, so because of that, Midraise, a Balchiv collects from Bidias, also, Kidei Shil Yire Odom Lachavir, Yisod Enoye, Vidire Noye, Vyema Ekpitz Ve'alvenu, Kidei Shekvenu Bechivi, Vifich HaChomru, Balchiv, Lifi Chachomru Balchei Bibeinetz. But some Rishonim say no, that according to Rav Shimon, who is Dei L'Shtayim L'Kor, some Mele, a Balchei Midiraise, is Dei Bidias. At the same time, why? For the same reason that the Torah says that a Balchei, that in Nizek, collects from Meitav, why? In order that the payment of Meitav should serve as a deterrent against Mazikim. So because of that, Minatos or Rav Shimon, who is Deir Shtayim Likro, says that the Balchiv is also entitled to collect from Midias, also because of Tam, in order that he should be induced to lend money. If the, like this, many a person is reluctant to lend money because he has cash, and then the cash is better than property. He'll lend this person money, and then when he has to collect, he will not have any cash. He'll have to collect from Nechosim. He doesn't want. Nechosim is not as good as cash. So in order to be induced into lending money, so the Torah says that the Balchayim is entitled to collect familias. So Midraise is entitled to collect familias for the same reason that the Nizek is entitled to collect familias. What is the town, the reason as to why in Nizek, the Torah says, in Nizek is entitled to collect familias. Why? In order it should serve as a deterrent. What is a deterrent? A deterrent is an inducement in a negative sense. To be induced the other way, negatively. So Balchayim, the Torah, so just as the Torah wanted to induce negatively the potential mazik, that he should be deterred from being mazik, and because of that, the Torah says the nizek is entitled to collect from familias in order to constitute a negative inducement, a deterrent. The same way, the Torah, according to the Torah, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who is Danish Talmidikho, so a malve is entitled to collect familias in order that he should become induced to lend money, because every person prefers to have cash. He doesn't want to have everything bound up in property, because cash is something you can easily use. Property, so it involves a hardship to convert it into cash. So the thing that is approximates cash more than anything else is idiot. So merely for the same reason that the Torah said that the Nizek is entitled to collect familias in order to serve as a deterrent, as a negative inducement. So the Torah also says that a Malve is entitled to collect familias in order that he should be positively induced. Is the same time. But, then the Chachomim wa Misaki. So this is what the Rami Ksuvis, I think, says. Then the Chachomim wa Misaki. The Chachomim wa Misaki. So according to Rav Shimon, not only Nizek Midrais is entitled to collect from Idias, but Balchayim also Midrais, for the same time, as an inducement. But the Chachomim were Misakim, were Migaradine. Some Rishonim say that according to Rav Shimon, so the Balchayim Bainanis is Midrais. But other Rishonim say no. According to Rav Shimon, who is Derech Tanya Likro, so just as in Nizek is Midrais entitled to collect from Midias, a Balchayim is also entitled to collect from Midias, in order that he should become positively induced to lend money. He shouldn't be afraid. I won't be able to get cash back, and I'll have to collect karke, and so then I won't have karke that is readily convertible into cash. So because of that, the Torah said that the Balchayim is entitled to collect from Midias. But then the Chachomim took notice. I mean, and this is this Gemara has a terrific psychological insight into the Ashchose of certain people. In other words, so the Chachomim were Misakim that even though Ibalchayim Midraise is entitled to collect familias, but he should not be able to collect familias. But he should collect only from Beinanis. In other words, from Zibuyas not. Because if he'll have to collect from Zibuyas, then again, so he'll be reluctant to lend money. But if he'll be able to collect familias, so many a corrupt person, a malicious, vicious person, so he'll decide, he'll lend money in order to deprive him if he sees a certain person whom he dislikes is in need of funds, and that person happens to have a very good field, so he will deliberately lend the money, not out of gnus chasodim, not out of generosity, but lehepech, in order to deprive him in order to deprive him of that, of the good nechassim that he has. I mean, a person has to be motivated by real malice in order to lend money to a person, not for the purpose of helping him out, but for the purpose of destroying him. And when a person is vicious, so he is capable of even doing that. So discuss this Gemara, because actually this Gemara seems to be inconsistent of the principle, the general principle that Leilom Yasi Kodom Mitero Mitzvahs Shaloilishmo Bolishmo. So how is it the Chachomim of Misaki that the Balchei Midraise is entitled, and let's say according to the other Rishonim, so it's a Raise that is entitled to collect from Beinis and not Idias? Why? Because in order not to afford an opportunity for a person to lend money to another person who is in need, shalom lishmo. So what? So it's better that he shouldn't lend the money altogether. It's better to do mitzvahs. In case of Talmi, it's a mitzvah that I say. So of course the best situation is when a person is becoming the mitzvah of in case of Talmi, lishmo, in order to help out the person. But it's better that he should lend the money. So do a mitzvah, even though it's shalom lishmo. So why does the Gemara say v'vichochom d'ma'om u'balchei v'beinves? Not be idiots, even though, and according to the Ran, many Rishonim, according to Rav Shimon, so the Balchei is entitled midraise to collect from idiots. So the Chachomim were each of the dinator, negative dinator. All right, hefkebez nehefkeh, they have a keach. But even though Hefkebez Nefkeh, Chachomim are not, disposed to be Hefkebez Nefkeh, only when there is a great need. So what is the great need? In order to prevent, to preclude the possibility of a vicious person lending money to another person who is in need for the purpose of taking away the good property. But it's better that he should lend it. Rather than not lend it, the answer is, just as Stasis says, in regard to Talmud Torah, that even though, because there is one Gemara, Leilom Yasek Odom Mitero, Shaloi Lishmo, Shemitech Shaloi Lishmo, Balishmo. Then, there is another Gemara that says, Ko Ha'isik Mitero Shaloi Lishmo, Neach Lei, Shenepach Shad Yosei Alpono. It's better that he hadn't been born. So, the two Mamori Chazal, are diametrically opposed to each other. So Teisa says the Kashi. So Teisa says, Shaloi Lishmo, that is a good situation, even though it's not the ideal situation. But it is also a very high matrega means. He studies Shaloi Lishmo because he wants to have COVID, he wants to have a good reputation. That's a big mile. All right, it's not the highest mile, but it's a big matrega. It's a big matrega. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, the Roshna Gemara Nidorim is Leilom Yasek Odom Miteiro Shaloi Lishmo Shemiteich Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. So Rav Solanta has the Kashi. Gemara should say Leilom Yasek Odom Miteiro Afilu Shaloi Lishmo Shemiteich Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. Gemara doesn't say Leilom Yasek Odom Miteiro Afilu Shaloi Lishmo Shemiteich Shaloi Lishmo Bo Lishmo. Gemara emphasizes Leilom Yasek Odom Miteiro Shaloi Lishmo, not Afilu Shaloi Lishmo. The answer is, a person shouldn't say when he's young, I'm not interested. You'll find that explanation. Who wants to take prines? That's not yeshiva life. Prines, you have to learn Torah Lishma. That's not the right approach, of Rav Solanta says. Because a person cannot ascend the ladder, to the top of the ladder, in one moment, just because he has fine riches. So, in order to attain the madrigi of learning Torah Lishmo, the Chaznish, Adav Deirin, attained the madrigi of learning Torah Lishmo. But Chaznish did not learn Torah Lishmo when he was 6 years old, when he was 10 years old, and not even when he was 15 years old. He at first he learned Teilah Shalei Lishmo, and then after accustoming himself to learn Teilah Shalei Lishmo, so then he started to learn Teilah Lishmo. But to ascend the ladder to the top of the ladder with one jump, that's impossible. That's what Rabbi Sol Zalanta says. Leilam yasi kodem teiko shalei lishmo, not afilu shalei lishmo, nadavke shalei lishmo. As a child, you have to instill the zeal, in the initiative and the zeal to learn teiko davke shalei lishmo, in order that he should answer all the questions properly. So that will instill an initiative in him, in the ambition. Then, when he becomes alone, he accustoms himself to learn teiko shalei lishmo, so then he'll be able to attain the madrige of learning teiko lishmo. So that means Shalei Lishmo means in order to, you know, to get a good reputation and everything. That is a big matrig in itself. Mashein kei, the Gemara that says Kol Eisi B'Tiro Shalei Lishmo Neyach Lei Shenepach Shal Yase Al Pono. In other words, that it would have been better for the world if he hadn't been born. It means when a person is going to store the kantea in order to knock down the other fellow. That's a terrible matrig. That's worse than not learning. To knock down the kantea, that's a terrible matrage. So the same is true here. On one hand, to lend money in order to get a reputation as a Baal Tzedakah, a Baal Chasadim, is a big matrage. Even though he does it, if a certain person gives $1 million for a yeshiva because he wants his picture in the paper, in the newspaper, every month, you shouldn't talk against him. He's a big tzaddik, he has a big matrage. In that respect, he's a big tzaddik. It does not mean that he's a tzaddik in everything else. But suppose somebody gives money for a yeshiva in order to knock down somebody else, then it's liach lei shenepach shal yase opono. So this is what the Gemara says. Nipnei ma omlu bal chayv bibeinenis kidei shelo yire odom lachaveire sode noe vidire noe v'yema ekpitz v'obendu kidei shekven v'chayve. If it is motivated by malice, by viciousness, so it's better he shouldn't lend money than lend money in order to destroy the person. In order to destroy the person. So that was such a great need that the Chachomim had to apply the aloha of Hefka Bezna Hefka. I mean, you can imagine how abominable a practice is to do something with Kanta. And if you do an Aveira Likanta, so it's not as bad as when you do a mitzvah likanta. So, El Chol HaPoches, when one does an Aveira Likanta, alright, so the Yitzhara is in operation. But when someone does a mitzvah likanta, he does a mitzvah likanta in order to insult other people, so he does a mitzvah, that's the biggest Aveira. So you see that it is such a big Aveira to do a mitzvah likanta, that the Chachomim were misake neged the din haTorah, even though according to Rav Shimon, so midraise a Baal Chayiv is entitled to collect from midyes, but in order to preclude this situation of many vicious persons lending money likanta in order to knock down the person whom seemingly is helping out. So the Chachomim were misakin and applied the aloche of Hefka Beznefka. I mean, it has a terrific ethical insight, this Gemara, because it shows how much a person has to be on guard against the union of the counter. It's a terrible thing with counter. It's a terrible thing. Besides the fact that Hamishabi Beklini Shel Chaveirei, the Rambam says, if one is accustomed to the Mishabi Beklini Shel Chaveirei, Zeru Lechelik Umabo. I mean, it's a Yerushalmi, but the Rambam says, if he's robbing a person, it's a terrible thing. Likanter as chaveira. So anyway, that's the Gemara. So Teisa says, "Dav kehiche di lesleidis, dav hai beinis idis lidei, mi nokat beinis visiboris, mashma di lesleidis kol bochim mi beinis, because of our kim di lesleidis beinis visiboris, di shayach kamtai mi doma balen zok, mi ma bochim mi gine beinis." כדי שהוא יראה סוד אלוהי ודיברנו אל חברי ויאמר את זה עובנו כשיאג ועשר חייבי. So, according to Teisves, both prices agree with Takone Ovule. With both prices agree with the Mishnah and Zot. not the I mean, with the mission and Zok, that Balchei is the Libibeneles. But the Braise Kamaise that says, that Beinus is a boyus. The Beinus is a boyus. So Balchei is Bibeneles. So he holds, he applies the Takone of Bile of Shalitino del Bilo. So Mimele, if he has been with his boys, so Mitzach Shalitino del Bilo. So he is entitled to collect from Benelis. Machine, Kinevice Vasreise, that says Benin is a boyus. So Balchei is with a boyus. So it's because he agrees with Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds that Balchei is midiraisi, is bidias. But the Chachomim want Misakin to be migara, his keach in Balchei, because of the possibility now the Nachlas David is masik anteisves. He says a person has to be very, if a person sees that another person who needs a loan, so has a good feel, so then he can become motivated by this ambition of taking away the field, because it has it's a very good field. But in the case where the prospective borrower who is in need of funds has only bailiffs with the boys, why should a vicious person lend the money in order to collect that field? What that field is? It's an average field, it's a bailiffs. Well, that's no kashi. It's no kashi because we are not dealing with a moral person, we are dealing with a vicious person. The vicious person is not interested primarily in helping himself. Sometimes a vicious person will say, "Tomi snafshim plishti," he'll kill himself, but to kill the Jews. I mean, don't we have? There was a certain girl who belonged to the PLO a few years ago, and she dropped a bomb in order to kill Jews, even though she knew that she would get killed as a result of dropping that bomb. So, I mean, riches can assume astronomical proportions, dimensions. So, if a person has it, yes, so of course, another person who is motivated by viciousness might decide to lend him money in order to take away the unusual field that he possesses. But if a person doesn't possess an unusual field, but he is a poor man and he has an average kind of isode, but to him it is something very worthwhile and valuable. So another person, if he's motivated by viciousness, so he could decide he'll lend the money. What will he get from it? He has not many better fields, but he'll get one thing. He'll knock down the other fellow. So it's not, Tesis Pshat is not so difficult at all. Alright, so this is Tesis Pshat. Then there are two other pshatim. Now, so according to Rashi and this is pshat, so Rabbi, who is the Basroi, now let's see the other thesis. Lehei tzipochet shebekele, v'im teima, af lepochet shebekele meitavu, ki dom aliyu kol mile meitavu, v'yesh leima, why does Tesis say v'nira da'aloche b'shalei shomim? Because actually there is a basis to say that we should pass b'shalei lo mishomim, because except for the first teretz in the Gemara, so the other machine say that b'shalei lo mishomim, and according to Rabbi's teretz, it's also according to Rashi and Tesis Pshat in Rabbine. Rabbine is a Basroi. So Rabbine's teretz is based upon the premise that B'shalei lo mishomim. So we should pass like Rabbine. So Tesis says, in view of the fact that there is a machlekes in Ksubes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, in other words, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon lent money to Reuven, so Rav Sheshes says, Afuchamatata Lomeli, why do we have to turn over the jacket? The other side, in other words, there are certain convertible jackets. That's the marshal of Afuchamatata Lomeli. There are certain convertible jackets. So in other words, in case one side becomes unclean, so you can turn it over the other side, The other side is clean. But suppose both sides are unclean, so then there is no purpose in turning over, in inverting the jacket, because hafucha matat alomali. Why turn over the jacket? The other side is just as unclean as this side. So in other words, if Reuven lent Shimon $1,000 and he gave, and Shimon gave him ishtar halvoy of $1,000, and then Shimon also produces ishtar against Reuven, that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, and they both come to Bezin. Reuven wants to collect his $1,000 debt from Shimon, and Shimon wants to collect his $1,000 debt from Reuven. So Rav Sheshi says Bezin doesn't have to do anything. So Bezin tells them, go home, why should we bother? So so if, let's say, one owes the other $1,000 and the other owes the first $500, so the one who owes $1,000, so has to give the one who owes him $500, has to give him $500. But if it's the same amount, so hafucha matata lomali. Rav Sheshi says, ze geinu misa shalem, ze geinu misa shalem. So the Gemara applies the machlikin between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshi to the case where one balchei has idias and beinus, and the other balchei has ziboris. So Rav Nachman says, ze geinu misa shalem, ze geinu misa shalem, because he holds Mishalei in Shabbat. So Mele, we cannot say Afu Chamatat Lomali. And Rav Sheshes holds Mishalei Lom in Shabbat. So it's Afu Chamatat Lomali. So why go in a roundabout way and let Bezdin work hard and collect Zibui, let Reuven collect the Zibui's field from Shimon, and then Shimon should collect the Beinus field from Reuven? It'll be the same result if we say Mishalayim. But if we say Mishalayim Shami, so there is enough Kemine. That's why. So in other words, Mishalayim Shami. So Rav Nachman says Mishalayim Shami. And Sheshi says Mishalayim Shami. So since in that Machlekes, Rav Nachman is the one who says Mishalayim Shami, so we have to pass like Rav Nachman, in spite of the fact that Rabbi Nesteretz, who is a Basroi, he holds Mishalayim Shami. But the other pshatim, the pshat of the Mgiesefi and Volkame mentions the name of Rama, and the pshat of the Ranik Suves, Mishneida Yonik Zeres. So according to those pshatim, Rabbi Nesteretz is based upon the premise that Mishalei Nisham. But Teisves, according to Teisves pshat, so Rabbi Nesteretz is based upon the premise Mishalei Nisham. So Teisves was bothered by the kashe, maybe we should pass b'shalayim mishamim because Rabbi is basoye. So Teisus says, in view of the fact there is a machlekes in ksubes that kufyud between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes as to whether we say afucha matarte or we don't say afucha matarte. Of course, in one situation, if Reuven has the same kind of nechosim, so this as Shimon, so then everybody is made afucha matarte alone. Because why work so hard and let Reuven collect from Shimon and then Shimon collect from Reuven? Each one will have his nechosim the way it was batchila. So the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is when Shimon has only sode zibuyes and Reuven has only sode idias beinus. So Rav Nachman holds b'shalayim mishamim. So mele there is enough kemine. Rav Sheshes says b'shalayim mishamim. There is no enough kemine. So because it won't accomplish anything. In the end, if we say Mishalei Mishamim, so in the end, they'll all remain the same Sodeh, in the possession of the same Sodehs that they were Batchile, so Hafucha Matat Lomali. So there we have to pass like Rav Nachman Mishalei Mishamim. So Mele, here we cannot pass like the Kinte of Rabbine, even though Rabbine is Basroye, and we have to pass like the first Kinte of the Gemara, that both prices hold Mishalei Mishamim. This is our thesis. But thesis said here another kashi. I'll finish it in 2 minutes. If Teisa said the Kashi, the Ule says that Vartero is Valchei with Zibuyes. Why? Because Vachutz Namid, which is a Shabbat, Yitzilecho Savit Achutzo, Matar Kisholodim Vahitzilechut, Poche Shebikeilim. So that means Zibuyes. But the Gemara said before that Mitalpuin, everything is made up. Dilu misdavin hochem misdavin bimot achite. So in other words, why is it idias karke more is better, more significant, more valuable than Ziboyis. Because Dilu Mizdabin Hochem Mizdabin Bimotachide. So Idyas field is more readily convertible into cash. So that's in Kalki. So you can't get a customer, let's say from Australia, to buy a field in Illinois. So you have to get the customer in that place. So Mele, if it's Boyes, so it will be difficult to get the customer to convert it into cash. Mashiach Metalplane, if you can get the customer in Australia, so you can convert it into cash by selling it to him. So Mele, so what's the raya that Valchim Dim is Boyes? Here he talks of a Mashkin Yetzel Achavit Achutzo. It's a portable thing, it's not a piece of land. You cannot carry out a piece of land outside and give it to the Shleah Bezni. So it's mitalpin, mitalpin, everything is made up. So how can you learn out from that dini b'zibuyis? That's a very strong kashi. So Tesis says, leitzi pochashi b'chelim, sa'af b'intim afu pochashi b'chelim, b'itav b'gudam aliyu kol munidu, b'yesh leimah, kishim leitzi kelim da'ki leitzi agruha, uchshim leitzi kalkin, nami da'ki leitzi zibuyis. So Tesis says, because when the Torah says, v'yi shashat neshe leitzi lechutza v'tachutzo, the Torah doesn't mean Dafke Mitalkali. All right, the expression Esahavi Tachutzo has reference to something that is portable, that can be carried. A piece of a soda cannot be carried outside. But it comes, a soda is also comprised within the general connotation of the expression Yetzelechavi Tachutzo. So that means Yetzelecho. Yetzi not in the sense of physical delivery. He'll give it to you. He'll give it to you. How will he give it to you? He'll tell you. You come, occupy this soda. So in other words, that also comes within Yetzilecha Avet Achutzo. So that means whatever the leader wants, he'll give you whatever field he wants. That means even in Kalke, if he wants to give Ziboyes, he can give Ziboyes. Now, we discussed it before, some time ago. According to Nachlas David, so that his Asakosuf is not that he has to pay with the boys. Because Lakosif is, he pays with that ever he wants to pay. If the labor wants to pay with a mitzvah of the boys, he pays with the boys. If he wants to pay with it, yes. So then, that is what he pays with. But from the other regime, since they didn't give the Nachos David Teretz, it's mashma, it's not like the Nachos David, that it's aloch of the boys, not with whatever he wants to pay. All right. Now, so this is Tesis Teretz. But the Rav Amiri gives a remarkable terence. I mean, I don't understand why Tesis doesn't give the Rav Amiri's terence. He says, Enoch Nami, Yeitzi Alecho Avet Achutzo has reference to a portable thing. Literally, Avet Achutzo. Not he'll let you collect from it. There's reference to Mitalkon. Now, a watch, I mean, a ring, I mean, something you can take out. But then the question is, how can you learn out from that? That the Balchiv can pay even with the boyes, even the boyes, but in Mitalpolin, so called Mila Meitavu. So why is called Mila Meitavu? Dilu Mizdabin Hoche, Mizdabin Limotachite. Because Mitalpolin, even Subin, is readily convertible into cash if you have fodder for a behemoth. So that's also readily convertible in cash because the world is very big and there are people who must buy fodder for a behemoth. So the melee, it's also made up. It's readily convertible into cash, as readily as the best field in car is convertible into cash. So that's only shayach when the person has to pay immediately. Mashin can hear the parsh in the Torah. Voi shashat neish beisrat al lechutzo has referenced the case where the shliach bezdin takes it from him. From him, b'teras mashkante, as a security. That's what the Torah deals with. It's true that this, what is the purpose of a security? If, after a certain time, the labor doesn't pay, so then Besdi will collect from that security. But at the time when he takes it outside to the Shliach Besdi, it is not given b'teras gvir. It is given b'teras mashkante. Avit means a mashkante. So, b'teras mashkante, he cannot sell it. So, maybe it's not meta. Why do we say that mitalkalin is always meta? It's such a remarkable swore. It's such a remarkable slot. Why do we say that we talk is mizdav? That's only shayach if you collect from the mitalpilin b'tiras gviye, when the malve takes it for himself. But here, he's not allowed to take it and to sell it. He's not allowed. He'll be a gazlan if he will sell the mashkin. Only after the due date arrives and he doesn't pay, and Bezdin calls him, he doesn't pay, so then Bezdin will allow him to make a gviye. Bezdin then, let's say it might be a year later, then Bezdin will have an attachment upon that mashkin, then he'll be able to sell it. But right now he's not able to sell it. So what kind of meitav is it? It's not readily convertible into cash. This is what the Rambam says. All right, now for Thursday. So of course, if you didn't go over the Ram and the Yisus Pshat, Rabine, here now in More, and the Gemara in Ksuvis, you should have gone over the Gemara in Ksuvis, you should go over, but you should also go over the Gemara of Ishaskes, up to Yechilu Yishishachim of Violence, and they say, with the Balamoya and the Melchameis. But in order to understand the Balamoya and the Melchameis, so you have to go over the Gemara in Ksuvis of Ishaskes. The Gemara in Ksuvis that Kuftes. That Kuftes, the Machlekin to Ramachim Rav Sheshes, that Kufyud on the Dalet, but the Mishne, that Kuftes on the base, Misholach and Nesayam, the other there are Sadeo, Admin Ema Yelech Lidea and Pitzor, Chachom Yemein and Yikim Lidea and Beya Mone, and also, the Gemore in Yivomis, Gemore in Yivomis, about the Shaskes, Lamed Zayin on the base. The machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yomir, where the komdine, the Lamed Zayin on the base at the bottom. The machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yomir, where the komdine or hodadine with the tasteless of Ishaskes in Yivomes, the Lamed Zayin on the base, and also the tasteless in Ksubes, the Kuftes on the base. The Rabbanon Savri Tzayse Tzayse Loi Matran Shtorim Rav.
Shir Lamed Aleph and Bava Kama Ketuvim.
Yud Dalet Kislev, He Tov Shin Mem Gimel, November 30th, 1982, on Tuesday, continued.
Continued.
Say, in the case where the Mazik has it, his Bainan is the boyas, and the boyas of the Mazik is not as good as he is in Nizek, but the Bainanus of the Mazik is better, or is as good or better than the idiots of the Nizek, then he doesn't have to pay with his idiots, but he can pay with his Bainanus. So, Mimele, why, according to the Yeshua's Londes, why do we have to resort to it? To special Kazakoso? So it's a riot again. But Nahuslavic himself points out, he concedes, that once we accept the shite of the Rosh, so then there is no Rai. Now, but anyway, there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between the Ram and the Pnei Yeshua. In the case where the obligor does not have the kind of sode to which the obligee is entitled to collect from, but he has a sode Gahua and a sode Mimule, a better sode. So according to the Ram, Al Pidin Midraise, if the obligee does not find the proper sode, so then he's forced to collect from the inferior sode, from the Gola, and the Korit Meishua, he's entitled to collect from his sode that is as good as the sode to which he's entitled to collect from. He doesn't find it, so he collects from a better sode than the Meishua. How is it? Last year, we pointed out Rashi Shite. So from Rashi Shite, there seems to be a diuk. There seems to be a diuk like the Yeshua Shite. Not like the Nachlas Dovid. Not like the Ram. Alright, so the Ram is, he can be chilek on Rashi. But from the Rashi that we pointed out less year, idiots with the boys. The first line, idiots with the boys, Nizok can be idiots. Ubal Chei Vuk Slasi Shob is the boys. Midraise bal chay bize boyz kedoy kam vi rabon nu di tikol di beines mishum di vasda olom ich las le beines las le kam I mean it's a parallel why the Pnei Yeshua doesn't mention this lashon of Rashi as iraya as isiyua to yishit it's not so explicit but it's muchach so Rashi apparently Rashi was bothered by this gemara so we pointed out last year why does the Braise say that if the Leve has Idias with the boys, so Balchev collects from the boys. Why? In other words, so here it's also a case that the Leve doesn't have the rights on it to which the Malve is entitled. That's Bayonets, he doesn't have Bayonets. So he has something Gohua, the boys, and he has something better, Idias. So Rashi apparently with Baba de Kashi, he should be entitled to collect from the Idias. Because Rashi says, the reason is why he collects from the Zibuyas, not from the Idias, is because Midraise is not entitled to collect from any sort of better than Zibuyas. And it's only Takonis Chachomim, so in such a case, the Chachomim will not be sake. The implication being that if Midraise would be entitled to collect from Midraise, so then the Aloha would be Idias, Zibuyas, that since he cannot collect from the Beninus, he must collect from a better sode, from Idias, but only because of Takonis Chachomim, and Midraise is the boyas anyway. So, but the implication being that if it had been a question of a Midraise level, not the Rabbanon level, so then he would collect from the Idias, not from the boyas. That's like the Shite of the Pnei Yeshua, not like the Shite of the Ran. Because according to the Ran, this Gemara doesn't require any, this Braise doesn't require any explanation. It's very simple. It's in consonance with this principle of the Ram. It is visible, yes. So, the obligee, the Malve, does not find in the possession of the Leve the Sode to which is entitled. He finds the Sode Gohua, and he finds the better Sode. So, the Mele, he has to collect from the Sode Gohua. So, from this Rashi, so there seems to be a diuk like the shite of the Pnei Yeshua. Oh, maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi and maybe it's a machlekes between Rashi and the Rab. But I don't know, I'm not so sure that there is a machlekes between, that this proves there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rab. Maybe Rashi also agrees with the lomdes of the Rab. But now, maybe he does agree with the Pnishua's lomdes Rashi. But maybe not. Now, in the Teisves, Daftes, so Rabune says, Oy kesef oy mei. Oy kesef oy mei. So, turn to Gemara Daftes, the second Teisves, the third Teisves. Daftes on Dalet. Rabune omar oy kesef oy mei. Pirish akuncha shebo mitaretz koi delil. It's all claim ashu yisp, we sign and draw. Achi ishle. Viz vikal se omar Rabune vikoy amasnis, nitanyin, mita bort. Omar Rabune, ולאו דווקא מיטה, ולא יהיה כסף אוי מיטה. ובספר רב אופס, that's the important thing. ובספר רב אופס, פירש, דרבונה ברי דרב ישוע, ורב פופי דליל, פליגה דרבונה דוח, דיינו סברי כל מיני למיטה מו, ואפילו סובי. רבונה סובר, להה במיטה, ולא יהיה כסף אוי קר. ופוסק רב פופי, וחבונה ברי דרב ישוע, שאין בסוי, ורב נתם נסי וכן, דמיפורש יש גימו דינים בניזוקי, אוי כסף אוי מיטה. וילסלי אפילו סובי. So, what is Rabal Peshite? Rabal Peshite is that there is a machlekes between Rav Pope and Rav, between Rav Pope and Ravune Berit Rav Yeshua on one hand and Ravune on the other. According to Ravune, so the halacha is either kesef, if he has kesef, he has to pay kesef. And he cannot pay with anything else, but he has to pay with currency, with kesef. And if he doesn't have kesef, and if he has kakoyes, so then he must pay with the best kakoyes, with this. That's Ravune. But Rav Pope and Ravune and Rav Yeshua say, no, there is no aloha of oy kesef oy meita, but just meita. We have netami sevaki. The mifore she is gimudin. Bin zokin, in other words, according to Rav Alfez, there is a machlekes between Ravune and Ravune and Rav Yeshua. But Ravune holds there is a preference for kesef, and the comment Ravune with Rav Yeshua, there is no preference for kesef. But Rav Netam says there is no machlekes. She yesh gimudin bin zokin or kesef u'meita. If he's in nizek, so then either he gets paid with kesef or with meita. V'ilesley atmosop u'balchei isle zuze. We motzel is salke el bizuze. Kidimuchar bakeitse, kalahute bemeits of inochiab, vilesli zuze, loyemale zil trahus vin vice zuze. Kidomaroso. Ke yashinim to mekre mekartoes mekindine. Kidam vino mitam vekapo. Peal is lavai zuze, omale zil trahus vin, the ice zuze. So he says, there are three clothes. In regard to mazi, so he pays either with kesef or with meita. So in other words, he cannot be forced, a mazik cannot be forced to pay dafke with kesef. Suppose he has meita, kakois, and he wants to give the nizek karke meita, so he's entitled, the mazik. Mashiim kim balchei, I islei zuze, loimotze li salke elbizuze. So in other words, so Balchei, the halacha is that if he has cash, he cannot pay with anything other than cash. And he cannot say, I have a good field, the best field in the world. You collected $1,000, I owe you. Take this field of mine. It's the best field. And it's worth $1,000. He cannot, because the Malbe can say to him, I lent you money. I didn't lend you karke. I lent you money. So you have to pay me money. If he doesn't have, so then we don't impose the burden upon the leve to sell the kakois, convert it into cash and give the Balchei cash. That we don't do. But if he has cash, so the malve can tell the leve, you have to give me what I lent you. I lent you, I didn't lend you karke, I lent you money, currency. So you have to pay back with currency. And by payout, there is even more of a burden upon the Balabais, that even if he doesn't have cash, but he has Shovekeset, so he has the burden of selling the Shovekeset and convert it into cash and paint the worker, it's a special halacha like that. But Babel Chai, that halacha doesn't, he doesn't have the burden of converting it into cash. But if he has cash, so the Levi has the burden of his mechuyev to pay his cash. Why is Levi different to Masik? Yet very simple. Because Levi, he borrowed money, so he has to pay money. He doesn't have, so then he gives shalikis. But if he has to pay. What about? Not shalikis. So Mele, you see, I'm just mentioning this Rabbetam. I don't mean that Rashi has to agree with every point of Rabbetam Shi. But from Rabbetam we see one point. The fact that Rabbetam distinguishes between Nizikin and Balchayim, that a Nizek is it can be forced to take Meita, even though the Mazik has Kesef, he cannot force him to give Kesef. But a Balchayim can force the Levi to give him Kesef if the Levi has Kesef. Why? Because he bowed. Now, this Machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ram. What is the machlekes? I mean, why does one say, the Ram says that if the obligi cannot find in the possession of the obligo the right kind of sodik to which is entitled, so he can be forced to collect from the sodik ahua, and Yeshua says the reverse. He's entitled to collect from the better sodik. What the machlekes? Why does the Ram say one thing and he says something else. Otherwise, the question is this. I think it can be explained in the following manner. Now the question is this: the halacha that a nizek is entitled to collect from yitz, does it mean that it's his mechuyev to pay with the yitz? Oh, there is no such thing, mechuyev to pay with the yitz. After all, whether he collects from yitz or he collects from zibulyes, he collects the same amount. If the hezek is $1,000, he collects a sode from a sode that is worth $1,000. But if it's an idiot, so one sode. If it's a boy, yes, it might be three sodes. So he collects more in terms of size, so of the ziboyes. But he collects that amount of the damage. So in the melee we could say in two ways. That the halacha of mitav shadei or mitav kami yishalom implies that a mazik is mechuyev to pay with mitav. He's mechuyev to pay. Oh no, there is no chiyuv to pay with mitav, because if the hezek is $1,000, he's mechuyev to pay $1,000. So what difference does it make whether he pays with less of idiyes or with more of ziboyes? It's still $1,000. That's his chiyuv. But the halacha of idiyes is his schus. That the Nizek has, the Nizek has his schus to collect from the idiots. Not that the Mazik is Mechuyev. Not that the Mazik is Mechuyev idiots. Mechuyev, there is no such thing, Mechuyev idiots. Mechuyev to pay $1,000. Idiots, Bein and Ziboyev, what difference does it make? If it's Ziboyev, so it's more of the Ziboyev. If it's idiots, so it's less of the idiots. But it's still $1,000 worth of karke. So he is Mechuyev to give him a piece of karke that has the worth of $1,000. But that's his schus vested in the abugi, in the nizek, to collect from idiots. But as far as the chayim, there is no, it's not an integral part of the obligation incumbent upon the mazik to pay with idiots. Now, certainly according to the Hava Min of Gemara, it's only his schus. According to the Hava Min of Gemara, Vidimore as the Kasha, Romle Abaye Lerobe, Ksiv Mitav Sedei Ulidat Kam Yishalde, Mitav Lim Midach Tein Lerobe, Vatat Yoshev Rabi Shuri Kesev Afilu Subi, Loi Kasha, Kam Midayte, Kam Bal Koche. Ode, it doesn't remain the Maskon. That was the Hava Min. But the Hava Min of Gemara, so one posik of Meita has reference to the case where the Mazik is not willing to pay Midaite, and he has to be summoned to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to have an attachment, so then the Mazik pays Mimeita. But if the Mazik is a nice person, he's Sayas Lidine, he doesn't tell the Nizek to call into the Torah, he doesn't give him a difficult time. If he comes to Bezdin and says, I'm willing to pay whatever I have to pay. So then Bezdin tells him, pay with whatever you want. You can pay with the boys. But if the Mazik is not nice, he's a difficult person, and he refuses to pay, and Bezdin has to force him to pay, then Bezdin forces him to pay with it is. From the point of view, so if we say that from the point of view of the obligation, the chiyuv, there is no such thing, a chiyuv to pay with it is. A chiyuv to pay the hezek, if the hezek is $1,000, so he has to pay $1,000. What difference does it make? There is no such thing, a chiyuv to pay with it is. Chiyuv to pay for the hezek, he has to reimburse the nizek. So, but the din of meta is only his chus, according to the Hava Min of Gemara. The Nizek acquires that schus only when he has to force the Mazik to pay. But if the Mazik volunteers to pay and doesn't give him he doesn't give him a difficult time, then the Nizek doesn't acquire the schus to collect dafke from the best of us. But if we are going to say that the aloha of Meita, that's an integral part of the Chiyu, is it Mistabla? Alright, we can say that's the Gzeres HaKosov. But why should we say that's the Gzeres HaKosov? Why? It's like Aloch of Poradume here. I mean, of course, everything is based upon Gzeres HaKosov. But these Gzeres HaKosov are declaratory of certain swores, of certain principles. So why should there be a distinction between the case where he's forced to pay and an attachment has to be levied upon his Nechosim and the case where he's not forced to pay, where he comes to Bezdin and as a good person, he says, I'll pay whatever Bezdin tells me I have to pay. As far if it is schus, we understand. But if it's an integral part of the chiyuv is the same. Whether he pays it voluntarily or he pays it forcefully. So, according to the Halamin of the Gemara, it certainly follows that the halacha of Meita, but that Mazik has to pay the Meita, is not that it's an integral part of the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv needs to pay. What difference does it make? How he pays? And as far as his Chiyuv is concerned, so it should be within his discretion to pay. Now let's say Balabayis has to pay with cash. Now that let's say a worker worked and he has to give him $10. He can pay him $10 by giving him silver coins, $10, he can give him copper coins, he can give him pennies. So will there be any aloche how he has to pay, whether he should pay with silver coins? Suppose he wants to give him 1,000 pennies. So, see what? Because as far as the chiyuv is concerned, the chiyuv is a chiyuv to pay. But by Balabais, there is a chiyuv to pay with cash. But what kind of cash? Whether silver coins, or copper coins, or little tender paper money. So, the same thing. It's up to him to decide. So according to the Halamin of the Gemara, so it's certainly not an integral part of the chiyuv. But that doesn't mean the maskon. So according to maskon, apparently, I think that's the machlokes between the Ran and the Bnei Yeshua. The Ran says, the Ran says that if the obligi cannot collect from the subject which is entitled, but the question is, should he collect from a better subject? Or is Sodi Gohua? So he has to collect from the Sodi Gohua. The Sodi Gohua. Apparently, the Ran Shit is that even according to Maskona of the Gemara, just as according to the Havam of the Gemara, the Meta, the nature of the subject, is not an integral part of his obligation. It only comes within the Schus of the obligee of the Nizek to collect from, but Mechuyev is not Mechuyev to pay Dafke Mimeta. He is not Mechuyev to pay Dafke Mimeta. So Mimele, in the case, let's say Mishalei Lanchon, and the Mazik is Ziboyes, and he has Idi Idis. So the Ran says the mazik cannot be forced to pay with the idiots. He can pay with his boys. Why? Because actually Ranshit is the mazik is never mechuyev to pay with idiots. He's mechuyev to pay no matter what with what he pays, as long as he gives him the worth, the equivalent of the damage. It's $1,000. He gives him the boys, $1,000. That's what he's mechuyev to pay. Okay. But the nizek has his chus to collect familias, so he has his chus to collect familias, but the chus to collect familias does not include his chus to collect familias. The Torah gave him his chus to collect familias, mishalei lo misham. He doesn't have idias. When a person has a vested right to collect something, that does not escalate the right to collect more than what the Torah invests him with. So that's why the Ran says, that if one cannot, if the Nizek cannot collect from the proper Sode, so then he has to collect from the Sode Gaua. Sode Gaua. Because he's not mechuyev to giving idias. But the Yeshua apparently, he doesn't spell out the reason as why he's ready. The Yeshua apparently holds no. That while the Yeshua will probably agree that according to a bias, that the din of meitav is only when he's forced and the attachment is levied by Bezdin. So there it's only an din of schus, it's not an din of bias. But that doesn't remain in the maskone. So in the maskone, there is no difference between the case where he's forced or the case where he volunteers to pay. So in Mele, the aloha of meitav is an integral part of his application. He is mechuyev to pay with idiots. So he has a chiyuv to accommodate the nizek with idiots. He's mechuyev. He can't accommodate him with idiots. He doesn't have idiots. So he cannot say, so Yeshua says, he cannot say, I'll accommodate you with something else, because then the nizek will say to the mazik, what do you mean you'll accommodate me with something other than what you are mechuyev to accommodate me with? You are mechuyev, you have an obligation to me to accommodate me with idiots. You cannot pay with idiots, but yesh b'chol musayim money. If you will pay me with idiots, so yesh b'chol musayim money, you'll fulfill the obligation. But if you'll accommodate me, you'll pay me with ziboyes, you will not fulfill your obligation. That's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between the Ran and the Pnei Yeshua. There's the machlekes between the Ran and the Pnei Yeshua. Right now, some melee, it's possible. Maybe Rashi agrees with the longest of nature. Maybe Rashi agrees with the longest of nature. But it's possible that in view of the insight mentioned by Rav Natan distinguishes. I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of Rav Natan. I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of Rav Natan. But Rav Natan distinguishes between a Leve and a Mazik. A Mazik. So even if he has keser, if he doesn't want to pay with keser, if he prefers to pay with kakoins, he can pay with kakoins. A leve cannot pay with kakoins if he has keser. Why? So what's the swale? Because the leve borrowed money, is mechuyev to pay money. If he doesn't have money, so the Torah did not impose upon him the burden of selling his property and convert it into cash. But if he has, so he's mechuyev. So ligabe leve, it's possible. So it's possible to distinguish between the obligation incumbent upon Mazik to pay for damages and the obligation incumbent upon Leve to pay the Chayim. Leve, why does he have to pay? He borrowed money, so Mele, he has to pay money. Now, the Gemara's lotion is, Kiroser Rav Popev Ravune Breit Rav Yeshua and Birav Porshuo, Kol Mile Meitavu. Deal in Mizdabin Hoche, Mizdabin Mimot Achrite, Ribar Miare, Yuleisef Rei Mimeta, Keheiche Delik Pitzal Ozvim. Now I'm not saying that Rashi has to agree with the Shita of Rav Natan verbatim. I'm just mentioning Rav Natan Shita as a raya that, let's say, Ligabi Leive, so that Leive is different than Mazik. Because Levi has to pay because he borrowed. So Mimele, I have to say, just as Rav Natan says, that if he has cash, he has to pay with cash. He cannot pattern himself. by paying with valuables with the soda in the field, but the mazik can't pat himself. Why? Because Leve has to pay what he borrowed. He borrowed cash. So Mele, the Gemara says here, Dros Rapop Rabune Pei Dravishion Mirav, Poshu Akon Mile Meita. Dio Mizdam Mokhi, Mizdam Motachit, Vibar Miah Redu Lei Safri Meita. Kei Redu Lik Vitzol Ezvin. So doesn't Rabune Pei Dravishua spell it out that the reason is why a Mazik has to pay Dafke with Meita? Because Meita is more readily convertible into cash. Is more readily convertible into cash. So Mele, in view of Rav Yisham Shite, it's possible to distinguish between the Leve and the Mazi. In other words, maybe Rashi Shite is like that nation. And that's, without any further Chidushi. So we can say that Rashi Shite is like that nation, not like that. But it's not the Hecher Gomer. It's possible that vis-a-vis Mazik, Maybe Rashi will agree with the Ranslons. Mimele, the Kasha of Nachlas Dovid wouldn't apply to Rashi. The Kasha of Nachlas Dovid is only because of Mazik, of Rabbi Shmuel. All right, there is no raya from the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel anyway. If we say that the Ran agrees with the oneness of the Rosh, so there is no right. But let's say if we accept the other shite, not the Rosh shite, in the case where the Mazik is idiot bainness with the Buyas, and the Buyas of the Mazik is not as good as the idiot of the Nizek, but the bainness of the Mazik is much better than the idiot of the Nizek. So all the shame say he can pay with the bainness, and the Rosh shite is no, he must pay with idiot. So according to the Rosh shite, there is no right, there is no cash. From the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, according to the other Rishayim, so the Kashim. But since the Gemara mentions that the significance of Meita consists in the fact that Idias is more readily convertible into cash than Bainus and Zibuyas, so really it's possible to say that there is a distinction according to Rabbi Tamshite that by leaving. Then it's an integral part of the obligation of the Levi to pay with cash. In Mele, even if he doesn't have cash, but he has karke, but he has idias, beinness, and zibuyas. Now, if with the Raisa, a Balchei would be entitled to beinness, so in view of the fact that beinness is more readily convertible into cash than zibuyas. Just as idias is more readily convertible into cash than bainanes, so bainanes is more readily convertible into cash than zibuyas. So mele vi, it's possible that vis are vi. Now, what is the machlikes between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ram? According to the Pnei Yeshua, so the union of idias or bainanes or zibuyas, that is, all right, bainanes, zibuyas is the least. So he is an integral part of the obligation. So the Mele, he has to fulfill the obligation. He cannot fulfill the obligation with that exact kind of property. So he has to discharge his obligation anyway. So let him discharge his obligation with a better piece of property. Is Yeshua Chano Simon? Whereas the oneness of the Rani is no, it's not an integral part of his obligation to pay with a certain kind of property. His obligation is just to pay. Doesn't make any difference with what property. So, but the obligee has his chus to collect from a certain piece of property. So, on the contrary, so he has his chus only to collect from this kind of piece of property, but not from a better, not from an idiot, only from an idiot. That's the machlekes. So it's possible that there could be a distinction, according to Rashi, between a balcheiv and an isik. Balcheiv, let's say according to Rabbi Tam, we see that the basic obligation is to pay with cash, with kesem. So the Mele, when the Torah, so if the Torah had said, the truth is the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says that he can pay with zibuyas. But Rashi is saying, if the Dina Torah had been that the Balcheiv has to pay with bainanes, so then it would be very mistaken to say, why is bainanes better to the boys. Why? The same reason as Idias is better than Bayonis. Because the better it is, the more readily convertible into cash it is. So the Mele, if on the highest level, a Balcheiv would have to pay with Bayonis, then it could be considered as an integral part of his obligation. Because the essential obligation of a Levi is to pay with money. He doesn't have money, he can pay with something else. So his obligation is to pay with that which is as close to money as possible. Whatever is more readily convertible into cash is closer to money than that which is less readily convertible into cash. So mainly it's part of his obligation. So that's why Khan says that, and that's why Rashi says here. That the reason is why the Brisa says it is Mizibuyas. So Bachim is Boyas. So right. So the reason is because Midrais is Mizibuyas. The implication being that if Midrais is then Bainan is. So by Balchayiv, in view of Rabbi Tam's oneness, that Balchayiv, the basic obligation is to pay. What? He borrowed Kesef. So his obligation is to pay Kesef. He doesn't have Kesef, so his obligation is to pay with that which approximates Kesef, which is more readily convertible into Kesef. So, and if the Torah had said Bainness, so in other words, so then his obligation would be to pay with Bainness. So if he cannot pay with Bainness, he has to discharge his obligation. Let him pay with something more. He cannot say, I don't have it. But he has an obligation to pay with Bainness. He doesn't have Bainness. He has the Idias. So he has Mechal Messiah money. Mashenke. So there is no kashi from Mizokun, from Rabbi Shmuel. Because they are, even though the Torah says mitav sadeh or mitav karmi shalei, but they are, so it's only a schus, as according to the Havamin of Abaye, it's not an integral part of the obligation. That we could say. Then, but even if we say that Rashi agrees with the oneness of Neshua, that's probably more likely, because after all, I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything. But Rashi does imply Ligabi Balchayiv, that if it had been Midraise that Balchayiv is entitled to collect from Bainness, so then in the case of Idias Vizibuyas, the Balchayiv would have to collect from the Idias, would be able to collect from the Idias. So then the Kashe of the Pnei Yeshua, the Kashe of the Nachas Dovid, against the Pnei Yeshua, even though the Pnei Yeshua doesn't direct himself in his Kashe against Rashi, I don't know why the Pnei Yeshua doesn't mention that deep from Rashi. So he directs himself, he addresses himself against the Nachas Dovid, addresses himself against the Pnei Yeshua. The Nachas Dovid does not address himself against Rashi. But assuming that Rashi Shite is like the Shite of Pnei Yeshua, so then we could say the same thing, the same kind of direct. But we'll have to distinguish between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Because the Gemara says, So, but then we have to say that Rashi does not agree with the exact oneness of Rabbi Tam, because according to the oneness of Rabbi Tam, there is a basic distinction between Mazik and Levi. Levi, if he has Kesef, must pay with Kesef. He cannot pay with Kakoyes Meta. I'm sorry, Bainness. But he must pay with Kesef. Mashenki Mazik, if he has Kesef and he has Meitav, so if the Mazik prefers to pay with Meitav, he can pay with Meitav. So according to Rametam, vis-a-vis Mazik, the payment, the medium of payment is not an integral part of the obligation. That's only included in the schus of the Nizek. But it's not included in the obligation incumbent upon the Mazik. Mashein ken vis-a-vis Balchayiv. So the medium of payment is included in the obligation of the Levi. But if Rashi So in other words, if Rashi will agree with the longness of the Pnei Yeshua, so then we'll have to say that according to Rashi, applies the longness of Rav Netam, but whereas Rav Netam distinguishes between Mazik and Leve, so the Rashi Shita is no, there is no distinction. See, in view of the fact that the Gemara says, so the Gemara emphasizes the significance of Meita consists in the fact that it's more readily convertible into cash than Beinus and Ziboyus. So Mimele, then maybe Rashi holds that the same thing applies even to Mazik. That just as the Levis, primary obligation is to pay with Kesef, and the reason as to why he can pay with a Beinoness is because a Beinoness is readily, on a relative scale, it's readily convertible into cash, so Mazik too. And by Mazik he has to pay with Meita, because it's even more readily convertible into cash. So it's part of his obligation. So Rashi says, if Midraise, Ibalchei, would be able to collect from Beinoness, so then the case where the Leve has only Idyes and Ziboyes, the Malve, the Balchei, would collect from the Idyes, because the Malve could say to the Leve, you have an obligation to me to pay with Beinoness. You can't fulfill that obligation. So fulfill that obligation for Yesh B'chol Mosai Moneh by paying with something better. Why should you? How can you fulfill your obligation by paying it with a medium that is less? So then, and the same thing could be true according to Rashi in regard to Mazik too. And he will not agree with the Rav Netam's distinction between Mazik and Levi. But then the question arises, the Yeshua's Kashi from the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, so it's possible that there is a difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That the Gemara says here, "Bibar me'arad leisel meitav kehircha de lik pitzol azvin." Kehircha de lik pitzol azvin. Lik pitzol azvin. So the Gemara emphasizes the significance of meitav of Yes, because it's more readily convertible into cash than non-meitav's kakos, and because of that, so mitaltuin, everything is meitav, because dilu mizdabin hoche mizdabin mota achrite. Mitaltuin, you can sell it all over the world. You can sell it in Australia too. So mele mitaltuin, every type of mitaltuin is readily convertible into cash. So mele, that's only true according to Rabbi Akiva, but not according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, the Gemara says, what Rabbi Shmuel shomim, Rabbi Shmuel shomim. Ali bid Rabbi Shmuel tiboyloch, v'mad b'nizek shomim. Ki tiboyloch, Ali bid Rabbi Akiva. Di oma bid mazik shomim. Ma mitav shadim rachmon, v'di yilu nemao. But Ali bid Rabbi Shmuel, it goes without saying. Well, say, why couldn't we say the same concept of Bishalim or Malibid Rabbi Shmuel too? I mean, what difference does it make? So, that's it, our portion. Alright, so it could be that since Alibid Rabbi Akiva, that Bimazik Shaminon, not Bidin Izek, so maybe we can explain it on the basis of Kehich Adelit Pitzalazvin. In other words, the mazik is mechuyev to it's an integral part of the obligation of the mazik to accommodate the nizek with cash. Cash is a good thing. You can do whatever you want with it. You get a shovel kesef. Suppose he's not interested in that shovel kesef. He's interested in certain things. If he gets cash, so he can buy whatever he wants with it. But if he gets shovel kesef, maybe he's not interested in that shavikas. So in other words, so Ali be the Rabbi Akiva, who says with the mazik, not with the nizek. So in the melee we can explain it on the basis of In other words, because the primary obligation according to Rabbi Akiva is to pay him with cash. That's the halacha of Meita. But why Meita? And then Chanami, if he has cash, maybe Rashi will say, not like Amitam, even Mazik can be forced to pay with cash. Not Dafke, Levi can be forced. But in Mazik too. But he doesn't have cash. So he's not have the burden of converting it into cash. But he has to pay with that kind of a medium that approximates cash. What approximates cash more than anything else? Meita. Because there are many more customers, prospective customers, for a meita, sorry, than for the boys. So it's more readily convertible into cash. So Mimele, so the whole reason is because it approximates kesef more than non-meita. So Mimele, and that's an integral part of the obligation. So Mimele, that the Yeshua and Rashi say, I'll be the Rabbi Akiva, that suppose the Nizek cannot collect from that field to which he's entitled. The Mazik doesn't have Idias, but he has Idias, and he has Iboyas. So he has an obligation to accommodate the Nizek with cash. He doesn't have cash, he has an obligation to accommodate the Nizek with that which approximates cash in a maximum way. What is that? Meita. He has to fulfill that obligation. But he cannot pay with Idias. But he can pay with Idias. Alright, he's not Mechuyah to pay Idias. Well, that's his own tough luck. But he has to fulfill his obligation of accommodating the Nizek with that kind of property that is as close to Kesef as possible. If he had Idias, fine, he doesn't have Idias. He still has to discharge his obligation. So let him pay with Idias. So that's only to Ali ben Rabbi Akiva, who says with the Mazik Shamir. But Ali Bede Rabbi Yishmoel, so who says with the Nizek Shaminon? So then we cannot explain it on the basis of Kehecha de Likpetz Olazvin. We cannot explain it on the basis of Olazvin. Because Kehecha de Likpetz Olazvin means that the Mazik has an obligation to, a basic obligation to pay with cash. He doesn't have cash. We don't impose upon him the burden to sell his property and convert it into cash. But he has to pay with that which mostly approximates cash in his property. So that should be his yes. Not the Nizek CDS. Suppose the Nizek CDS is very inferior, and it's as inferior as the Mazik Zeboyes. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't have to pay with his CDS, even though his CDS, the Mazik CDS, approximates cash much more than his Zeboyes, which is like the Nizek CDS. Still, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't have to pay. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have to say that the Mazik does not have a basic obligation to accommodate the Nizek with either cash or that which approximates cash in the maximum way. Because suppose the Mazik has his Ibonis, that is as good as the Idias, the Nizek, and he has an Idias field, by far is so much superior, is much more readily convertible into cash than the Ziboyas field. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you don't have to pay with the Idias. You can pay with the Ziboyas, but the Ziboyas field is certainly not as readily convertible into cash as the Idias field of the Mazik. Still, Rabbi Shmuel says, no. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the whole aloche of Meita is only schus vested in the Nizek. It's not an integral part of the obligation. That's why we have to resort to expression of Nizek. Alright. The boy is saying, either we eat this, or we eat this, or we eat this. Now, that's why I started. Why does the Gemara say? I started with that. Why does the Gemara say Alibi de Rabbi Yishmoel lo itiboyelach? But the Abaye is only Alibi de Rabbi Akiva, so we can extend it. I mean that way, with that oneness, we can understand it very well. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, Meita is based upon the fact of Kehichad Likvis Olesvini. So the basic obligation is to pay with cash, with kesef. But if he doesn't have kesef, so then he has to pay with that which approximates kesef. So the melee has to be Meita. So the melee, maybe, since it is based upon the fact that it's readily convertible into cash, so maybe it's Mishalei Lomishalim. In other words, that which, according to the general standards, it's the best kind of property, that is mostly convertible into cash. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is no obligation to pay with Meita, incumbent upon the Mazik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he has an obligation to pay. Whether Meita or Weed, he has been as a boy, it doesn't make any difference. He has an obligation to pay. But the Torah invested the Nizek with his chus to collect from Meita. So to collect from Meita, and it's a Meita and Nizek, so it's Mishalei.